This is a Fox News alert. The Russian invasion reaches Ukraine's capital. I'm Dave Anthony.
For the first time, we are hearing small arms fire, including rifle shots, as fighting now is inside the city of Kyiv.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's there.
Certainly a lot of frightened civilians on the outskirts of Kyiv today. A lot of people running for shelter as close contact and fighting is going on along the outskirts of the city.
In many areas of Ukraine, there are long lines at banks and ATMs, and
the national police are handing out weapons to anyone who wants to pick up a gun and fight, and they're lining up to do so. You have the deputy defense minister taking to Facebook, encouraging people to take pot shots at all the Russians they see.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. 137 deaths reported in Ukraine as Russia keeps going despite economic punishment from the U.S. and our allies. President Biden admits
no one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening.
Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, here in Britain, officials predict President Putin is seeking to conquer Ukraine in its entirety.
It's definitely our view that the Russians intend to invade the whole of Ukraine.
UK Defence Secretary Ben Wallace disputed Russia's claim to have made a successful start to the invasion.
Our assessment as of this morning is that Russia has not taken any of its major objectives. In fact, it is behind its hoped-for timetable.
He said Russia has lost more than 450 personnel. Dave.
Simon, as COVID cases decline in many states, lift or plan to lift mask mandates, a CDC update's expected today.
That most Americans will no longer need to mask up in indoor public spaces, according to AP sources familiar with the matter. The change is part of the administration's change in strategy to move to a new phase of learning to live with COVID rather than trying to prevent all instances of infection.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Three fired Minneapolis police officers found guilty of violating George Floyd's civil rights. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a new Fox poll from a survey just before the Russian invasion showing a majority of Americans don't think President Biden has been tough enough on Russia's leader.
While Vladimir Putin has a favorability rating in the poll of only 9%, more Democrats have a negative view of former President Trump than Putin, and more Republicans have a negative view of President Biden than Putin.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Russia's infamous for launching cyber attacks here and lately in Ukraine, but it is also now a target.
You know, all those official Ukrainian websites that were hit recently by cyber attacks allegedly from Russia? Now the hacking group Anonymous looks like it may be delivering payback. The group had a post on their Twitter account saying they are currently involved in operations against the Russian Federation. Websites for the Kremlin and the State Duma lower house of parliament have only been intermittently available, and that could have been caused by a denial of service attack. And the Russian media outlet RT.com says it was targeted by hackers. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It'll be snowy and icy with winter weather advisories and warnings from Wisconsin to New York to New England after freezing rain and snow and icing conditions. Snarled travel from Texas to the Great Lakes. Another 1,300 flights canceled today, many of them to or from Boston. They'll try again today, but so far baseball owners and players are striking out trying to salvage the upcoming season.
A fourth straight day of talks yielded little to no progress in ending the MLB lockout. Reps for the league and the MLB Players Association met for nearly 4 hours first Thursday. The players' union did budge towards the league when it comes to draft order and service time manipulation, but after those discussions, the day ended early because neither side had nothing more to talk about. While both sides are expected to return to negotiations in Jupiter, Florida Friday, the likelihood of getting a new collective bargaining agreement in place before Monday and avoiding a shortened season in the majors, as was mentioned during talks Wednesday, is growing dimmer.
That's Matt Napolitano. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.